B'choros, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes 4:9, the last of the three specific chashudim, people are suspected of various improprieties around, you know, for economic gain, and the way the rabbis gave a penalty so that they shouldn't prosper and you can't be trusted in the future. So here we have Hechashud Lios Mocher Truma L'Shem Chulin. Someone who's suspected of selling Truma produce that should have gone to the Kohen and be eaten only by Kohanim. And they're selling it into the marketplace as if it were unrestricted, regular Chulin. And even if this is a Kohen who received the Truma, it's still forbidden for a non-Kohen to eat it. And Truma is much cheaper than regular Chulin because it flows around for free and it's restricted. And therefore, you could have be a Kohen who is selling this, say, claiming it's regular food, and actually it was Truma. So that guy who's been caught out in the past, and now he's trying to sell other foodstuffs, ain't lochin memenu afilu mayim u'melach, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't buy any food from him at all. No food, even water and salt. Now, the chap here is that water and salt have no shaykhs, no connection whatsoever to Truma. And there's no such thing as not kosher water and not kosher salt. It doesn't need to be tithed. Nevertheless, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the deal is, the penalty is you can't buy any food stuffs from them whatsoever. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shiyesh bo zikas trumos umayitzris ein loch memenu. Rabbi Shimon ratchets it down a little bit. He says, yes, you can't buy food from someone who's been suspected in the past of selling truma as if it were chulin. But we're talking specifically about food that could in some possible way be quote-unquote not kosher because it's truma. That could mean even like, you know, it's a, you know, Worcestershire sauce and it's got an ingredient that could be made out of, you know, out of a mixed in oil that came, olive oil, let's say, whatever the story is. But something which is like salt or water, there's no connection to truma semisis whatsoever. It's the same as it's like saying you couldn't buy a used car from the guy. Salt and used car is the same thing. They're not no connection whatsoever to truma. Now, the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon, but actually, if you know, Rabbi Shimon mentions both trumos and maestros. He adds another element as well. Maestros is referring to maestro sheni, that second tithe in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, where one is supposed to take the produce up, eat it in Jerusalem, or to redeem it under coins, take the money to Jerusalem. So, if you have a farmer and, you know, he says, listen, this year I had a crop worth $1 million, I'm not going to take $100,000 worth of, that's not quite the numbers, but I'll round it up to be simple for a second, $100,000 worth of produce to Jerusalem to eat it there, just not necessary. You know, I'll sell it as a regular chulin in the marketplace here. That guy gets caught out because he's trying to make money. So forevermore, you can't buy foodstuffs from him, but the halacha will be like Rabbi Shimon, meaning you can't buy foodstuffs that have some kind of connection. The word in the Mishnah here is zika. Zika is a borrowed term. It's referring to that like legal connection that the woman who is like the widow who's waiting for either yibum or chalitza, she has to sort of, she's connected to her brothers-in-law until she resolves that zika, that connection. Here is some kind of connection to trumas or maestros. And if there's no connection whatsoever, like for example, salt and water, or for that matter, then there's no reason, there's no restriction of purchasing food, whatever stuff, you know, salt and water, etc., from such a person, even though he has been caught out in the past for selling, quote-unquote, not kosher, truma, and maestros.